Welcome to episode one of Sitting in the Front Row, an audio show brought to you by CanvasChronicle.com. That's CanvasChronicle.com. I am your host, I guess, because nobody else wanted to be. Casey Trowbridge of CombatHooligans.com, the Combat Hooligans audio show. With me, as always, the proprietor of Canvas Chronicle, the man whose website is updated every leap year, whether it needs to be or not. Rick Gillespie. Rick, why don't you tell everybody how you're doing and then give an introduction to our guest.
Well, I must be doing quite well because I'm still too lazy to host my own podcast, so obviously that means there's nothing wrong with me, at least today.
And I'm doing this for free, everyone, so he's not paying me either.
That's not true. I'm paying him quite well to do this.
Liar.
No, I really am.
Yeah, but the country the currency is from doesn't exist anymore, so the money's not worth anything.
Hey, Confederate money is still money.
All right, well, be that as it may, Rick, why don't you do the other half of what I told you to?
With us, what you told me to. What do you mean, boss? Anyway, anyway, Dad, with us on the line is, I think, Julie Hart, if she hasn't hung up by now.
No, I'm listening. It's actually amusing.
Oh, she's still here.
She's listening to the Two Stooges.
We're sort of like brothers on this podcast. We argue and we cuss, and cussing is encouraged, by the way. We want to hear lots of cussing.
Oh.
I like cussing and nudity on my podcast, so.
Oh, wow.
If you want to, don't hold back. Let her rip. Go ahead.
An expression
what kind of questions you ask. Then I might start cussing.
An expression of rage is very appropriate.
As long as it's not directed at me, of course.
Oh, I'll try not to then.
Well, it's going to be directed at him anyway, so.
Well, here's how we're going to start out as far as questions go.
Okay.
Again, I sort of fly by the seat of my pants, so.
Okay.
I'm hoping that this has never been presented this way to you before. And this could be a good or bad thing, depending upon how thin-skinned you are, I guess. But what I'm going to say is, for people that may not know who you are,
okay.
I prefer for the guests to introduce themselves. So I ask, who is Julie Hart, and why would my listeners care?
Well, I'm the former wife of Brett the Hitman Hart, as some of your listeners might know. And if some of them do care, it would probably be because of the documentary that we did, that's 10 years ago, next month, Wrestling with Shadows. And so that kind of keeps my name out there, my 15 minutes of fame, I think.
I vaguely remember that documentary, yes.
Yeah.
Something with something.
I'm currently, well, I finished writing now, and it's, it's an autobiography about, my life and my life with Brett and the inside of, I guess, my perspective on wrestling, things that I did with wrestling. So.
Now, don't forget.
It just gives me an opportunity to plug myself.
You have a very handsome friend who lives in Lithgow, Maryland, who really wants one of the first draft of those books you got coming out.
Oh, yeah, you will. I mean,
See, she knew who I was talking to.
Julie, you got to teach her how to
read. She picked right up
on
that.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it is a
book.
There
better be lots of pictures in that book, because otherwise she's not going
to. Well, yeah,
great.
I mean,
that means I got to teach him how to operate the tape
recorder. I think, it's probably going to be a lot of family pictures and, my kids did a lot of traveling with Brett when he was on the road.
You guys had, like 4,000 kids or something?
Yeah, four of them.
Four. I said 4,000, but four work.
Okay. Oh, you mean pitchers or kids?
Kids.
Yeah. Well, sometimes four probably felt like 4,000, right?
No, I consider myself to have international kids because I do humanitarian work, so, we... Yeah, so yeah, I got about 4,000 and plus.
So how long did it take you, or how long have you been working on the book?
About 6 years. Oof. Only because I would pick it up, I'd put it down, and then Brett had a stroke, so I put it away for a while and helped him recover through that. And then I picked it up again 2004, you know, and just thought, well, I better just get it all out and stuff. And then my sister got on board, and we thought it would be kind of cool to combine both of our stories because my sister was married to Tom Billington, the Dynamite Kid. And
someone else we vaguely remember.
Yeah.
Vaguely remember him too.
I don't think he made much of an impact on the sport, but
I vaguely
remember hearing his name somewhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, to this day he's still my favorite wrestler, but you know, but that's beside the point. But yeah, so then I finished about 2 weeks ago my part of it, and just because she came on board in January, she had to rewrite everything to combine the stories because it's written as a novel. Well, I better not say too much, I guess.
Feel free. We love to have people say too much.
Yeah. Well, right now it's at 600 pages, and she's not even finished, and I think she's got about 4 chapters of mine to finish that I've turned in, and, you know, so it's going to be a big one. We'll see, you know. But, yeah, and that's what we're doing right now, so I'm glad I'm over it because it's been an emotional ride, that's for sure, you know, when you have to go back and look at all the past and the people that you lost. And, like, I don't mind saying this, but I dedicated one chapter to the Hart family, you know, all the ones that we lost. Mm-hmm. You know, Davey included, and, you know, Brett's brothers and Brett's sister's son. I don't know if a lot of people had flesh-eating disease.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that story.
Yeah, he was 14 when he died. So I wrote a chapter specifically about them and Stu and Helen and stuff, you know.
Your ex-husband actually mentioned that on TV, in fact. I think it was a vague mention, but he did mention that. I don't know if anybody remembers that or not here.
Oh, when Matt passed?
Yes, he mentioned that this little boy, you know, said, oh, he was my favorite wrestler, and blah, blah, blah. I don't remember exactly how the thing went, but you know, he had said that he promised this kid that he was going to return to action, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it was really, well, we thought he was going to make it, and then we went on the wrestling cruise, and the family said that, you know, well, you know, go ahead because things are looking a little better and stuff. And so we had just got off the boat with the kids, and we were supposed to go to Orlando to check into the hotel. And as we were getting to the airport to go to Orlando, Brett got called to the PA system, and that's, you know, they told us that he had passed. And then we thought, well, should we come home? And they said, well, no, it'll be a few days. So, and they didn't want us to tell the kids because my son Dallas was really close with Matt. So, and they didn't want to ruin the trip for them. So we didn't say anything. But, you know, it was a really hard time for everyone, you know, because he was such a great kid. And he would have been like what Harry is now.
Right.
You know, he was just crazy about wrestling, and, you know, it was just such a shame that he died so young, you know. But anyway, so, yeah, that's about it.
So,
anything else you want to ask me, Casey?
Are you shopping the book for publisher? Have you found a publisher? How is that process going?
Well, right now what I did is I've got a friend who used to write with for the New York Times, and I gave it to him to start the helping us to write a submission letter. And, yeah, so he's having a look at it. It's in his hands right now. And, you know, like I said, Michelle still has to catch up, but that doesn't matter because it's basically, it is, you know, it is finished in my eyes, you know. At least my part of the story is, and I don't think she has that much left for herself to do, you know. So that's not very hard. And then I think there's a rumor Brett's is coming out soon.
I heard something about that the other day.
Regrets is...
Yeah.
This would be, his like, 12th book or something.
No, I think this is this one will be the one that he's, like me, had been working on for so many years, and he just gets so sidetracked, you know, and you put it down, you pick it up, you put it down, and, you know. I think I heard
the first draft of his was like 1,500 pages, and they were whittling it down.
No, well, he did a lot of things, I guess.
Oh, definitely. Please don't get us wrong. We're not saying anything negative against Brett, because truth be told, Brett for the longest time was my favorite wrestler. I mean, I'm not just saying that just because you're on the phone. That's actually the truth.
In fact, a friend of mine has I don't know how many videotapes, maybe 8 to 10 8-hour tapes of absolutely nothing but Bret Hart matches. So he was one of the guys that we watched when we were first getting into the sport, and he stuck with us for a long time. And he has, like, I guess from what I've heard, he took meticulous notes on all this stuff, which is why he's got a 1,500-page first treatment of a book, and it's being whittled down. And there was talk of dividing it into like 3 books or something like that. But
I'd heard that too. And you know, I mean, and then that's the whole thing. I mean, you like I don't expect us to have that many pages either, but there's 2 of us writing a story, and you know, I mean, once it goes to an editor, you know that they're going to chop, like, something that's, you know, something really important to you might be taken out. It's like, why'd you take that out?
That just gives you an excuse to write another book.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But, I mean, I have so many stories that the things that I've done over the years, like, I think I was one of the first wives that actually got to go overseas with the boys, because there was, like, the boys didn't like traveling with the women, right? You know, and they're on buses and stuff like that. And
nobody wants people to see how they actually act when they're significant others. They're like, no, Julie, I never do things like that. Actually, I don't know why they're saying that. He's just ribbing you.
Yeah. Oh, good evening, Mrs. Hart.
Yeah. Suddenly everybody's like Eddie Haskell on the bus.
Yeah, well, it was always good fun. I mean, they were always gentlemen from the craziest to the, you know, the weirdest looking ones, you know. They were always very polite and stuff, you know. So I was very grateful that they allowed me to go, you know. So
now,
got to see quite a bit of the world doing that. So, you know, I mean, the boys could have said no, you know.
Well, but here's the thing. I sort of wanted to go in the opposite order with this, but we're going to go as it comes because, again, I told you I sort of fly by the seat of my pants on this show. But I don't remember exactly how it was that I first saw you, but I think it was WWF Magazine. I do remember Brett talking about you a few times, but I don't think I met you in person. And I think I saw you in WWF Magazine, and I was like, oh, my God, I have the biggest crush on this woman. Was like, there was a family picture. I don't know if you remember. They were doing a gimmick where, like, members of your family were writing articles in the back of WWF Magazine at the time. Like, your kid Dallas had one and Brett had one. And there was a picture of you. And I was like, woo, now I see why Brett's got 15 kids.
Well, thank you very much. I'm blushing.
And that's actually another true story. Like, I'm not just saying that because you're on the phone. I can remember asking all of my friends, like, did you know Brett's wife looked like this? Even some of the wrestlers were like, no. I was like, well, I can see why he didn't tell you.
Yeah, well, I was kind of – I think that shot was for German magazine they did too.
Yeah, I don't even remember what it was. I just remember seeing you and being like, wow. And I don't even think it was like any like grandiose picture where they were like, you know, make sure her hair and makeup are right and she's in a ball gown. I think you were just like, you know, standing somewhere like in your shirt and jeans. And I was like, wow, check her out.
Okay.
After that comment, this is probably the best or most favorite interview you've ever given.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm blushing and I'm like, wow.
Here's the weirdest part. Julie's not used to a guy like me, because all guys are going to go, hey, baby, you're hot. So now you probably think I'm a pervert, but you can ask Casey. Usually I talk about how hot Randy Orton is. Today, I'm talking about how hot Julie Hart is.
Oh.
Yeah, you and Randy Orton are in an exclusive club.
The hot club.
I know, because I get to hear about it.
Oh, this is great.
Well, since we're complimenting you, let me tell you that I will, for as long as I live, I may forget many things in my life, including my birthday. Again, that was a special year. The day I forgot I was actually born.
Well, actually, but, this year,
of all the things I remember, of all the things that I remember. Your performance in Wrestling with Shadows will probably surpass all of them and remain in my life, my mind forever.
Do you know that it's so funny because, like I was saying, that was done 10 years ago. On my website and MySpace or whatever thing that I'm still in, people remember that, and it's the first thing they say to me, like, oh yeah, didn't you point the pencil at Hunter or something? I don't escape that at all, and which I'll lead into this story with that, which is why I've been doing wrestling charity little events, like, they ask me to come down, I plug the wrestling scene, and I say that, you know, the little independent shows are the backbone of wrestling, which is what I believe, you know. And from being with Brett all those years when he was first starting, and I remember when there was like 25 people and we had to drive like 75 miles to a house show, you know. So I kind of, you know, wanted to support that again because I felt it was so important. And at the same time, they were helping me supporting my charity by letting me, you know, sell pictures of myself. And that was the first thing, like, oh my God, they still remember. It's like, holy cow, you know, it's, even in Israel, I was just there, and I did a wrestling charity show there, and it was the same thing. Like, people came up to me, like, I can't believe that you said that to him. It was like, yeah, was that planned? I go, I don't think so. That was not planned, you know. The whole night was shocking, but you'll read about it. You know, it's in the book.
Just remember that Casey will read about it after I get my copy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I read about it first. There you go.
Yeah. Sorry,
well, notice, she
you're
said,
not in the hot club.
No. Well, actually, I've gotten some emails, but that's for a different podcast. I think, yeah. Rick has sent me emails that make me wonder sometimes. Notice, Julie, his wording there is, I will read it after he gets his copy. He didn't say anything about him actually reading it. Because if you read his MySpace page, you'll know his thoughts on reading are, it's not important. So,
no, you're thinking
he just wants a book.
You're thinking of some other handsome guy.
He just wants a book for, like, leveling his kitchen table or something. Whereas I would actually read it.
Aw. You probably would, Kate. Okay, you're in the hot club.
What? Wait a minute.
Yeah, see, I tell the truth, you lie, and look at what, it's being rewarded.
Wait, I don't lie, I fib.
Outrageously.
Excessively.
But getting back to Wrestling with Shadows for a minute, before I was so rudely interrupted by Rick, by the way,
Julie.
Which is the second time in 2 days he's done that to me. But getting back to that, what was it like, I guess maybe this will be in the book too, but what was it like having that film crew around all the time?
Well, yeah, they followed us for about a year. And, you know, sometimes you weren't in the mood. I mean, you know, there's days that you have really ugly days, you know, which is, at that time for me, was a lot of days, mm-hmm. You know. And, but they, you know, it was like just, you know, especially the dinners and stuff, you'd be like, you know, rushing around the kitchen and got a camera in your face. Like, who gives a shit that I'm basting my turkey? You know? Who's going to care about that? Get out of here, you know. You know, and then there was, you know, I don't think I would ever do it again, you know, because it's, I don't know, it's, I mean, I, my argument that documentary was about Brett, and that's what I thought, that it was just going to be about wrestling and him on the road and stuff, and all of a sudden it was, you know, in the house and with the kids, and, you know, didn't catch us fighting, though, did they? You know, yeah. That was after the cameras were
off. We don't know what they edited out.
Yeah. But, it was okay. It was just a little, sometimes it was a little too much, you know.
Actually, you just made me remember something. Hold on a minute. I gotta take a sip.
Live audio, radio, folks. Rick is getting
and this
drunk.
Will not be edited out of the
sipping gin
podcast.
Juice.
It's actually just Pepsi. My one big vice is soda. But anyway, back to something that I just thought of. Casey is definitely correct about me not reading. Another thing I don't do is I'm not a big fan of listening to other people's podcasts or radio shows or whatever it is. I always make up some excuse like I'm too busy or whatever, but I know
he doesn't even listen to mine, and he appears
that,
on it.
That's not true. That's not true. I know you've been on – Julie, you've been on some other shows, but has anybody ever asked you specifically about the Shawn Michaels Sunny Days comments? Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was such a big deal at the time, and I just remember not, like, you know, not being able to ask you. I was like, what'd she thought?
You know, it's funny because I just did a newspaper out of California,
mm-hmm.
and they asked me, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to comment. I said, it'll be in the book.
Ooh, we don't want that answer.
See, this,
we don't want
this
that answer
knows
on this
how
show.
To promote. This woman knows how to promote her work.
Wait a minute.
And as somebody who's a shill for my own stuff constantly, I can respect that.
But I bet that reporter wasn't as cute as I am. So I think that you should
give us a tidbit. Absolutely right.
Just a little more so you don't have to give us the whole
thing. Use the word the and he'll leave you alone.
Well, I'll just say no comment.
Oh,
there's a comment, but no comment.
Oh.
How about that?
That's not good.
Hey, that part better not be edited out of the book now.
Yeah.
Yeah, now she'll be like, oh, it'll be in there. Don't worry.
Oh, no, I'm not changing it.
Some publisher will be like,
yeah, you have to make sure the publisher doesn't edit that out now.
Well, yeah, I'll have to make sure this stuff that I think is relevant.
We don't care about anything except the Sunny Days comic now.
Well, you all know what the value of a creative control clause can be, so you better be careful with
one of those.
Now, something else that I thought was interesting about Julie is you'll hear these stories where people are like, my husband or my wife, they didn't get into the sport until I was involved in it. But you and I have actually had, like, pretty in-depth conversations about, like, you know, the 1970s, and I don't even remember how far back we went, but you said that you'd been a huge fan for a while, right?
My grandma was, and I never really paid attention to it, and it was Jay Youngblood, Archie Goldie, and, oh, my God, who's the other fellow? Abdullah the Butcher. Jay Youngblood never wrestled in Canada, but she used to buy wrestling magazines, and she actually put this picture of him in a frame. Because all the boys, it was all Canadian boys. Well, I mean, they were American, but they worked for Stu up here, and they did that circuit. But I never really paid attention to it. I think I went to it when I was about 14 or something. I went once and thought, ew, you know, everyone's a little too violent, you know, especially my grandma. She'd be like, you know, yelling and
kill
them. All the things that, yeah, pull his arm off and eat him with it. You know? So, you know, I was just like, well, whatever, it's not for me. But then my aunt took me when I think I was about 18. I went with my aunt and some girlfriends. It was more of a lark than anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we all went down, and that's the first time that I saw Brett. And then the next time that I saw him, I was working, and I went into the trailer for a cup of coffee on my break, and he was on TV, and I didn't recognize that that was him again. And I was standing there, I go, oh, my God, he's cute, or something, right? My boss goes, oh, I know that kid. And I go, who is he? And he goes, oh, he's a Heart kid. He comes here once a week. And I go, you're kidding. I go, can you introduce me to him? So that's how it all started. So. But I actually had seen him before, and I just didn't remember. You know.
See, and just think, if I'd have met you before Brett, that could have been me.
That could have been you, Rick.
I could have been like, who's that? I've got a meter.
Yeah, that could have been you, the hot club.
Yeah, but I was hot at five, though. Trust me.
It all went downhill at six.
I was still young and in my prime at five, Casey.
Wheels came off the tracks at seven. But how close do you follow things going on today?
Wrestling-wise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sadly, I don't. My, you know, the kids do, the boys do, occasionally. You know, Beans is a huge Randy Orton fan. She met him at Hall of Fame last year, and actually started crying. And then he told her, he goes, you know, he was like, you're not going to believe this. He goes, but my dad. He goes, I remember when your parents used to send Christmas card pictures to us, and I always took them from my mom, and I pinned them up in my room when he was a kid, you know. And so anyway, Beans, she was just so beside herself when she got to meet him, and she couldn't believe it. And, you know, she still talks about him, I think.
See, I can't blame her. That's the way I am when I get around Randy Orton.
Yeah, well, his dad was a pretty cool guy. You know, they all are. It's kind of funny watching all these kids come up today. You know, I thought my kids were going to get into it, and they kind of tried, and Dallas just doesn't have the heart for it, so, you know, or the discipline, you know.
See, that's me, exactly. I trained to be a wrestler, and I'm 6'3 and 170, so come on, you know. And I was like, I don't want to get hit by people bigger than me. Can't handle it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Dallas is 6'4 and I think 180.
Jeez.
You know, and he just... Nah, because I don't think I can wake up every day and do this, like the backdrops and
exactly.
It's just not for me, you know.
For me, it's easier to write about it.
And the same thing with Blade. Blade's 6'3", you know, but he's skinnier. He's maybe about 160, 155.
So he's even smaller than I am.
Yeah, he was always a hockey player, you know, and I think his passion was there, and it's just kind of strange that neither one of them want to do it now. So, you know. I think the older they get, it just kind of... And the way, you know, they see wrestling today, it's so competitive, you know. And not that it hasn't been, but, you know, there's guys there that are 7 feet tall and 250 pounds, you know.
Yeah.
You know. And like I said, they're not disciplined, so...
Which, I mean, I'm perfectly willing to admit I'm not either, so.
Yeah.
I'm a lazy man who doesn't read and thinks he's cute even though he's not.
Oh, no.
That's pretty much...
makes me write for his website.
That's pretty much the story of my life, really, in a nutshell. Well, let's see. He's lazy.
I don't know how you got along until I came in.
Put you in order, mister.
Truthfully. I told him, Casey and I hooked up probably about a year ago, business-wise. I told him basically I need somebody who's young and whose coattails I can ride because my meal ticket was getting ready to retire from the sport, so I needed somebody. I was like, please let me join up with you.
So Julie, the hierarchy is you get comments on how hot you are. I get requests for money.
All right.
And you were speaking of those charity organizations earlier that you are a part of. Do you want to mention any of those, maybe promote them or plug them? Because I know you do a ton
of
stuff.
Of course I do. Now, here's a little idea that I have. I was working with another friend on this, and I said that I wanted to put it off until I got more information. But our society is going to Sudan October 10th, and originally I was planning on going, and then I found out because I was in Israel, I'm not allowed to go
mm-hmm.
because they're not allowing anyone in with Israeli, if you're an Israeli or a stamp, a passport stamp in your book. So what I still want to do is raise the money for it. So I don't know if on my website, Rick, you've seen those pictures.
Yes.
Yeah, the one, well, anyway, I have two of them that I was thinking of doing a raffle. And that would be supporting our charity group going to Sudan. And so that's what I wanted to do. I have a camera guy coming over to do a short interview with me and my boss, and then we're going to put it on my MySpace and Facebook so people can see that, you know, we are raising money and this is what you're going to get if you want it. Then I thought that, you know, whoever wins it, I would personally fly it in, have dinner with them, and sign it to them.
I think I just got an idea.
there's two of them. So, you know, we're still waiting to hear how we're going to do all this. And I don't know. I know it's, you know, I was talking to Johnny about it. It sounds kind of cheesy, you know. Who the hell wants a big poster size of me?
I have a feeling, you know? I know someone who might.
A few people, you know. But you'd be amazed.
You may have just found your man.
Yeah. Okay, how much are you going to give me?
Rick's going to borrow money from me so he can enter your
I'm going to be like, Casey, you and Art, I need money now. Shake out the cushions of your couch. Come on.
Sell an organ. You don't need a lung.
I don't need two kidneys.
No, you don't. You can, yeah. It's for a good
cause.
For a good
cause. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe two people
anyway,
rub
the
my
idea.
Skull.
You know, if you want to tell people to go to my website.
I actually have a link to your site on mine. I didn't put a link to the web to the MySpace up because I didn't know if you were like, that might be a little too weird. But what I'll do is I'll put you as my number one person on my MySpace so that people can find you easily.
Yeah, and you can it's that main picture. Actually, what I'll do is I'll change it back on MySpace so people know that that's the picture.
Gotcha. And you notice I didn't. I'm actually being nice because it's for charity. You notice that I didn't even say, but you got to make me your number one, because normally that's what I would say, you know. But
I get requests from him for that every day.
See,
I'm gonna move the Dalai Lama over. There you go, Rick. I'll move the Dalai Lama over.
I'm actually
gotta have priority.
I'm actually going to do it right now, this minute, this second. Just to make sure that people don't think I'm not going to do it, because I tend to talk about stuff I never do.
No.
Heavens, no.
Casey's like, nah, that's never happened.
But anyway, so that's what we'll be doing. I'm hoping that we get that done by this week, and there'll be a direct link to our charity. We just don't know how to do it yet. Like, you know, if there's people that are interested in buying a ticket, and then who's going to do the draw? You know,
I'm sure you can come up with something.
Yeah, it's still kind of in the works, and like I said, we got to shoot this little interview and put it on MySpace, YouTube it, or whatever it's called. You know, and then so get your wallets out, boys.
Well, I will not be outdone here. I am taking your link. And I'm adding it to my website.
Excellent.
A site that people actually visit. I mean,
excellent.
And not only that, I will put your link up on my MySpace page.
Excellent.
Right there in the profile.
That was a hidden dig at me, wasn't it?
No, it was an obvious dig at you, you moron. I will put your link on there, and when you get this all figured out, you can let us know and we will put up something about it. And when that book comes out, not only do I want to read it, unlike Rick, who may buy a birdcage just specifically for the copy because he doesn't even have a bookshelf.
Trust me, at the very least, I will check out every picture of Julie.
Oh, well, see, isn't that nice?
That's at the very least.
Glad you said nice instead of like frightening, but when that gets published, we would be happy to have you do another interview to promote the on sale or whatever related to the book. Oh, no. Rick, by the way, you were my top page on my affiliate section on the website, but not anymore.
What?
Oh, and Casey, do you MySpace?
Yes, I do. I will add you as a friend on MySpace.
This whole thing is going horribly wrong. Now you two are
Julie,
talking to each other.
I will tell you, it's... You can
I knew I shouldn't have invited you.
In a little, shut up, Rick.
Jerk.
Julie, I will tell you that in a little while you would be able to see your link on www.combat-hooligans.com.
I hope she doesn't know how to spell.
No, actually.
Well, she's writing a book, so I think she's probably better at it than you.
So it's www.combat. Combat.
As in combat sports,
yep.
And hooligans, as in that's pretty much how to describe the staff.
Oh. It's
a bunch of hooligans. Yes, ma'am.
That's Casey's. Excellent.
Why the hell have I not figured out where you are yet?
Excellent.
Still looking for your page. So some of us are so popular, we have thousands of friends. It's not that easy to find one person like Casey.
He sends out spam requests.
You two can talk amongst yourselves till I figure out where she is here.
Oh, okay.
Popular guy
I
like
have
me.
Updated the code for the website, and I'm about to save it. And it is done. Your page is listed, so it sounds like a worthy cause. It seems a little bit tragic that you're going to be unable to go over to the Sudan yourself, but
yeah, our president.
Sometimes
you've
got to play by the rules.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would hurt them too. They could be denied entry too, you know. So, I mean, I could try to get in, but you know that I'm not going to get in, so it'd be a waste of a plane ticket. So. You know, but
so how was your time in Israel anyway? How long were you there?
10 days. It was great. The promoter there, he was a really nice guy, and Jerry Rofe. He's got a heart for it, that's for sure. He's the only promotion in Israel. He's got a nice little thing going on there. He's got some. Different, he's got TV personalities and, you know, they do more of, because you can't have false idols or whatever, right? The Jewish thing or whatever it is, I can't remember how it goes.
You guys are totally losing me with this conversation. I know nothing about the outside world. I lead a very sheltered life.
Stop.
Well,
because you don't
read.
Well, no, it's not that. See, he should have just ended the sentence a few words early. I know nothing.
But he had to ramble on, as usual.
Yeah, he did. And anyway, so it was a really nice trip. You know, he helped me out, and we did some charity work there and donated the money to a homeless shelter. And rather than bringing it back to Canada, we just decide to leave the money there and help the kids there. So it was nice. It was a great experience. Kind of scary, but you know, I never knew if I was coming home or not because they kept shutting down the airport and stuff. So it was like, oh, can't wait to go home. You know, but yeah, it was pretty cool. And Casey, what does Casey do?
Just opened up a big can of worms here.
I write about combat sports just like Rick Gillespie does, only I'm
good
at it.
And plus, he actually does his job more than once a month.
Yeah, I actually do my work every day. I also get – I also take – this is turning into a plug for me, but since I'm a shill too, I do audio hosting for people that want to do podcasts but don't feel like they can host the show, they can contact me. I'll do it because I have a public speaking background that goes back many, many, almost decades now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only 26, so if I've been doing it for decades, I've been doing it for a while. But
that's sort of that's what my vision is with this book, as to, you know, once it's released and stuff. I mean, there's many things in there where I believe that I can be a voice. And things that I know that I can speak well on, because I've done public speaking too, and, you know, I facilitate a support group at our hospital here, and I enjoy public speaking, where many, many years ago, I didn't. You know, I was very shy and things like that, but once I came out of that shell, I really enjoyed it. I enjoy sharing my stories with people that find them interesting, you know, because sometimes you think, well, you know, who cares, you know, but I enjoy public speaking. I'd love to have that as a full-time job, you know. You know, I can do it in a wrestling ring, outside the wrestling ring. There's many things I would like to talk about and share. And one of them is about charity. You know, I'm very passionate about charity, especially third world countries. You know, I mean, Canada has, I'm always so grateful to come home when I go overseas, and so grateful to turn my tap on and, you know, shower with real hot water and things like that. You know, you take things for granted, you know, and even the United States, you know, I mean, I love the United States. It's so, I've been to Maryland, Rick, and I love it there, you know, and I've been to every state in the United States except Carolinas.
I've been to almost every state in the U.S. also.
Rick's been kicked out.
That's right. Why do you think I've been to so many?
Actually.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, it's the only place I haven't been to, and I plan on doing that. You know, I'd like to go in the fall because they say it's prettier in the fall. You know, so it's on my list. France and the Carolinas. You know.
Now, we've actually managed to go almost an hour and a half, believe it or not. And
Time flies when you're having fun.
Weird about that.
That's right.
We've not once really mentioned Owen Hart or Chris Benoit, who you also would have semi-close relationships with. Is that something we want to do, or do we want to just leave that alone?
Well, I'd like to talk about Owen.
Sure.
For, you know, he was fantastic. He was everything Stu was at his age. Out of all the boys, the Hart boys, I think that he had the most qualities of Stu. You know, his passion for wrestling and family and friends. I mean, he had a fantastic sense of humor. You know, from the time I met him, I think he was 13 when I first met him, and always made me laugh. He was always pulling ribs on people and making people laugh. And, you know, when I traveled overseas with him, and getting back to the documentary, I mean, it was Owen that, you know, I, walking back from that one scene there, and I, you know, I, that whole time it was just, Owen was the most supportive, you know. And even when Brett and I separated, I mean, Owen was pretty supportive and stuff, you know. He was a great, great person, and he's got really good kids. I mean, his kids are beautiful, and, you know, and it's, I think he would have let them, you know, they, you know, I think they have really, they're very gifted children, you know, and they get that from Martha and Owen, you know. I I see Oj being a doctor or something.
Do you have any idea where the name Oj came from?
Well,
gotcha. I didn't know if anybody had ever went into that or not. I couldn't recall.
That's not.
Yeah, I don't have the best memory, so please don't hold that against me. Yeah.
No, because gotcha. His name was Owen James, right? Yeah, so they called him Oj. And then when Oj was born, and he looks like Owen,
right.
So it was a perfect name, Oj, But yeah, it was a tremendous loss to this family. It's huge. Sometimes even when you think back on it, it's like, wow.
Sometimes it seems like it happened so long ago, and then other times it seemed like it happened just yesterday,
Yeah, a lot of those things do in, that's my sister.
We don't necessarily have to go into that if you don't want to. I just figured I'd mention it because, I know there's a history there. Maybe not a... But.
Yeah, well, that's all that I would talk about. Is that,
right.
Knowing Chris when he was younger and when he was up there in Calgary. And he was so... Dynamite Kid was his idol. And it was Dynamite that gave Chris his first pair of boots.
I'm not sure of that, but did you? Yeah. I don't know if you were if you saw the Globe magazine article that recently came out, but Dynamite apparently doesn't have too many good things to say anymore about Chris.
Yeah, I think he's hurt.
Right.
Knowing Tom.
And he has nothing to lose as far as politically now. He can pretty much say what he really wants to say.
Yeah. But I know that they were in contact with each other. And Tom has changed over the years, too. He's not the happiest man in the world. So
right.
I can see it bothering him a lot on a strange kind of thing. But I don't really know. The times that I did see Chris, I saw him maybe about 4 years ago. We all met at a restaurant, and he's always been so nice. He's a great person, So it was very shocking. I don't really know what happened, and I just remember the Chris from many, many years ago.
When he started wrestling, I was still living in Nebraska at the time, but fortunately for me, wrestling magazines, they had those tape trading and pen pal sections. So I was lucky enough to get to see some of his debut stuff with Stampede because I was trading various tapes. I got Portland at the time, and I got Stampede at the time, and a bunch of other stuff at the time that would rotate back and forth. But unfortunately, I wasn't smart enough to keep copies of any of that stuff. In 1985 or 6 or whatever year that was, people weren't really thinking about doing that.
Yeah, and then Stu, I think, sold the business right around there.
It was a little before that, I think.
Was it 85?
83 or 4 is when that happened.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, because Dallas was just born, that's right, and Brett went to Japan, and then when he came back, I think...
And then this is when Brett was Brett with two T's, Hart.
He hated that.
Brett to Hart.
Brett-ta-ta.
That was right before he was teaming with Jim Neidhart, actually. I guess they still probably used the spelling then, too, but... You didn't see it as much because then it was the Hart Foundation. But before that, it was, Bret Hart versus Leaping Lanny Poffo or whatever it was. Now, here's a question that I always ask everybody. Is there anything that you've never been asked in a public forum that you're kind of surprised no one's ever asked you and that you would give the answer to us today?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, for the last year and a half, 2 years, No one ever. Why I'm bringing this up is because a girl sent me an email about 3 months ago, and she said she couldn't believe that I divorced Brett. And I was like, I divorced Brett? Okay. You know, I was a big fan, and I'm shocked to hear that after everything Brett's been through that you went up and divorced him. And I'm like, whoa, okay. You know, I just, it made me feel really bad. And I don't know why. Like, it just, you know. So that's when I wrote the thing on my website. I put a little thing there that it was actually Brett divorced me. I, you know, did what I could. And it was just his time to find a different path, I guess. That's what he wanted. So, yeah. But that, yeah, that's something. It always bothered me that people always thought that it was me that left him. It's not.
Now, how do you two get along today as far as your personal relationship goes? Or is that something I shouldn't have asked? Because I'm like, is that something I shouldn't have asked? I mean, I can't ever think of you being like, well, here's Dallas. Doesn't he look just like Brett, that asshole? You know, I've never seen.
No, I'm
that
I'm,
dick.
No, I.
Wow, this is. I love this. This awkward stuff is amazing.
I wish I could say
thank you.
I wish I could say we were really good friends. I really, truly wish I could say that. I could say that, but I don't think he
could
say that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't ever remember, like, you know, I'll try to gauge clues without actually asking you. I'm like, let me see. I'll name drop and see if she goes, like, you know, fuck him, or is he dead yet, or whatever. You know, like, I don't know. I told you I love cussing.
Hey, you
I told
said
you
the
at the beginning of the show you gotta cuss like a motherfucker on this
he
show.
He told you there was cursing involved.
You know,
no, even
well,
even
no,
if
but
it
I meant like
that,
privately
I don't
in
think
emails
I would say
and
that
things,
publicly.
Phone conversations, whatever. That I didn't mean like you know today on the show be like yeah you know say some really bad stuff about him. That'd be going a little far.
Oh,
I just
no,
meant
no.
privately. I never
I'm
got a gauge as to how you really felt about him. Not, you never said one thing anyway. Like, it wasn't a nice thing. It wasn't a terrible thing. So I wasn't exactly sure. But I thought I'd ask. Being tactful.
Yeah,
we don't know that on this show. Maybe Casey does.
Well, some of us do, but others are
now,
named
remember,
Rick.
I'm not really a jerk. This
some
is
of us
my
do,
radio
others are named
persona.
Rick, but...
It's a work. It's a work, see?
You're right.
Oh, excellent.
Trouble is, he uses his radio personality, like in emails and on
when I go out to
send
eat.
Messenger. And...
Yeah, when I get my mail.
Get your mail. And
hey, I've
there's
got
nobody
neighbors
outside, but you do it anyway. Hey, nobody's in it.
I've got neighbors
front
that
yard,
I can
but he still acts like a jerk.
And now, I still have not figured out where the hell you are on my MySpace page. So I have not been able to change that. But I will do that, and I'll send you the proof once I've done it so that you know that I have. But I have a link to your site up on mine.
Okay.
So that's already been done. That's actually been done for – well, I first did it about 6 months ago, and then I pulled it, and then I put it back up. I was in the middle of changing a bunch of things, so it ended up sort of getting lost in the shuffle. But
okay. And – No,
I believe
people
many people do, but I'm not young
there.
Enough and hip enough to do that, so you shouldn't ask. Yeah,
yeah
don't ask me.
Yeah, Del
you can't
set me
figure
up
out
that.
How to sign up.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm just saying because Del signed me up and was a page
it took
me
long enough
okay,
to get into MySpace. The only reason I even got into it was because so many of my friends were like, if you don't get on this MySpace, you're going to get left behind. I mean, even with my writing, I used to write, man, I wish Steve was on the show, but I used to write for someone, and even up until the late 90s, no, I didn't mean it that way, I just meant that this was a story that he could corroborate, you couldn't corroborate the story, but Even in the late 90s, I was still using a pencil and notebook paper to sign for my articles. And he was like, you think you could, like, move up to a typewriter or something, man? Just a typewriter.
No.
I was like, I'll give it a try.
Yeah,
but
my sister
does the same thing. I wasn't comfortable with computers for the longest time, and I'm still not. Well, hey, I still have my beta. Thank you. I don't know how to do DVD.
Technology and Rick. Technology
we're
and
like,
Rick don't get along. That's just like society and Rick, hygiene and
Brett,
Rick,
Brett,
food
Julie,
and Rick,
like that
you know,
sort of thing.
Reading and
just
Rick.
And I was Rick, kidding. So please don't think that was. Please don't think that was serious. Man. I was just kidding. I am a jerk, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a jerk, and you know, think that about him. But
okay.
But, yay! See, you said it,
but
so you can't boot me.
Still in the hot club. Yay!
Well, see, you're in her hot club, but that's because she thinks you're on fire, and has
she
not
heard I lived in Arizona? She's like, that's hot
with
there.
Which to put you out.
That's actually true. How'd you know that?
Well, that is one of the states you've been kicked out of, so.
Oh, that's right. I probably told you.
I listen to things you tell me.
Me and my big mouth.
Oh, I see. What a great friend you are.
So,
I prefer
Julie,
brothers.
Do we fight like a married couple? He and I?
You sure do, boys. You should go live on radio. Actually get a radio station thing going. That would be really cool.
Well, see,
it would kill
we have this thing here called the FCC that would... take all our money.
No, come on, look at Howard Stern.
Fines. Because Rick
I did
would
radio
forget
in
he was
1992,
on the radio and he would still curse.
But, jeez.
Oh, right.
I'm probably so far removed from that I wouldn't remember the first thing to do once I got back.
Trust me, you
there
wouldn't.
There you go. Now.
You wouldn't and I'd have to.
I want to make sure. Yeah, signed Casey. And Rick, even though he didn't really sign it, I'm just putting his name here, too. Yeah.
You know, he can't write.
If it comes in pencil, it's from me. If it comes typed, it's from Casey. Now, we are going to make sure that one way or another, this first episode of my new show, my breaking out from the opposing thumb of Casey, even though he's right here, actually, is memorable. So, what I want to do is...
I
promised
coming.
Casey I would do this. And I actually mentioned it to you too, but you forgot about it, I hope.
Okay.
And I figure either way she's either gonna say yes and this'll turn out good for me, or she's gonna say no and she's gonna be really mean about it, and it's gonna make good radio. So either way it's a win-win for me. But I would like to ask Julie Hart for her hand in marriage.
Okay.
You can keep the rest.
Wow.
I just
he
want
just
the
wants
hand.
Your hand, not the rest of you.
No.
Well, do we have to live together? Okay.
That works for me. If
you
you'll
just
admit
want to say
to
you married me, that's all.
And you have to admit to other people,
that works
too,
for
if
you.
They ask
I could give you. I could give
if they
you
say,
one
are
of
you married?
Features.
You have to say, to a wonderful man from Maryland.
Oh, the...
Really lie. Say I'm handsome.
Yes,
say I'm smart. Say I'm
lovely.
Funny.
He's got a
just
voice
lie.
Okay, but when you say man, Julie, you got to do the hand signal for quotes around man.
Well, did I kind of answer the question? Do we have to live together?
Yes. Not only did you answer it, but you came up with a different answer than what he expected.
Because
like
he's like,
actually, I'm going
to
turn it around on
this
you.
Or this, and you were like, surprise!
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do. My people will talk to your people.
Rick, what she's actually saying is, yes, she will, but you got to meet her in the Sudan. So you go over there first
wait,
and then she'll be along.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, and
you
have to bring tons of money. That's the other thing. If you bring tons of money, then
That means
we'll do the.
That means I need Casey or Art to come along. They're the money people.
Because that means that you really.
So we'll do like that Roseanne Barr thing.
Okay, well, we're
where
gonna
she
marry
was
married
Casey too. So Casey can be my second wife.
Hey, that sounds
Julie
fine
Hart
to me.
Will be my first wife.
Oh, you are so dead.
Wait. Let's just stop it at Julie Hart saying it sounds cool. Let's not go further than that. Yeah, let's not go further. Don't ruin my moment. Don't ruin my moment. I had this moment planned before I met you. Don't ruin this moment.
Oh, Rick, I'm transcribing. I'm doing a transcription of this episode. You're gonna
don't
hate
ruin my
that.
Don't.
Yeah.
Like, now, last but not least, do you feel that there's anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to cover real quick? Anything you want to plug or anything like that? Anything else that you'd like to? Do you have anything specific other than the picture thing we were talking about? Or?
That's all.
Whatever it is, there's a website, whatever, feel free to hit people with it.
If anyone wants to bring me in and let me sign pictures, contact you.
Wow.
All the money goes to charity. I don't have a problem. I'm talking a little independent shows, I guess, you know.
So my wife is beautiful and giving.
I don't mind coming in, doing things like that, so.
You are. Beautiful and nice.
Aren't I? Oh, my God. Oh, we'll see.
I wouldn't have.
And my husband. that's
the way every female describes me. That's the way every female describes me, even on those restraining orders.
God.
It says, 6'3", 170. Oh, my God. Get rid of him.
Oh, my God.
So,
yeah. Well,
and why I know them all.
Lawyers.
I believe this has turned out to be quite the exciting show.
Yeah.
Rick Lawyers number one on.
Well, it's
his
because
speed
I own a website and I could be sued.
Why?
That's why. Sure it is.
Can be and are. Well, I would have to agree. This has been a fun night. While we were doing the show, by the way, I, unlike Rick, have the ability to multitask. So while we were doing the show, not only did I put your link up on my website, and as soon as I can find your MySpace page, I will add you. But I also sent you a very nice, pleasant email.
Don't be trying to butter up my wife.
Well, thank you, Casey. And I shall send you
I'm a jealous, jealous man, Casey.
You're also going to get one of those struck down comments, just like Hunter got with the pencil.
Yeah.
Only it might
what
be
what goes around comes around.
Well, we definitely appreciate you taking the time to hang with us. We knew. Oh yes, definitely.
Oh well, thank you for having me.
Love to do it again.
Woo-hoo.
When the book.
Absolutely. It'll be the first I call.
Itself out. Only we'll
Nobody
have
cares.
To. To do it for the CombatHooligans.com audio show, which is an actual quality program that is infinitely better than just Rick.
There you go. Okay. She's just like Bret Hart. She sticks up for
me. Nasty about my man.
I take issue with the word man. What? Why? I don't know why you would marry a
I
man
never,
who's
I never said
readily
such a...
admitted that he will not read your book.
Well, I'm thinking I might just as a wedding gift. I could
now how awesome
do
is
an
that?
Audiobook just for him.
See Casey, I told you I've got her wrapped around my little.
I mean,
she's very nice. She's a very nice woman. Thank you.
Aw, well, look, boys. Thank you very, very much. It's been a pleasure, and
I
appreciate. You know,
my friend
trust me, you've raised my cool factor
so
about 10,000 points. No, I was. Yeah, now I'm at negative 50,000.
Yeah, now he's up to negative 1,010,000.
Now all the girls are going to be going, well,
I
wanted to marry him. Oh my God. He goes on the air and asks
her? Oh, my
God.
I may also ask Randy Orton if he's on this show to marry me. I get a feeling his response.
Okay, no, now hold on. Now we got to do prenup.
I smell the divorce coming already, right? It's going to be the quickest marriage ever. You don't even get through the first episode of the show before it's all over with, Rick.
I know, jeez. Oh my, and I haven't even checked it.
I'm loyal. Unlike Rick, I have no Randy Ortons.
Hey.
All
hey,
right, Casey.
Hey.
Just send me your address. And,
South Dakota
is a beautiful
stalkers.
We can email behind Rick's back.
I'll send carbon copies to him. He still won't get it. But not see, I am loyal, and South Dakota is a picturesque state, unlike Maryland,
that is true.
Which is a dump.
Heavens forbid.
It's beautiful here. There is no pollution. And plus, I know you've been to the hills.
Oh,
I know you've been in that area of the state. But there are nice attractions on the eastern half of the state where I live, such as the world's only corn palace. And I kid you not, in my hometown, just a few scant blocks away from me, the world's largest pheasant statue. Now, if that doesn't scream honeymoon...
Now,
no,
wait
I'm
a minute.
Thinking,
that doesn't, I know I have
funny,
my faults,
honeymoon.
But if the only thing
that.
This guy can offer you is a corn palace, whatever the fuck that is, and the world's largest pheasant statue, I say fuck him. Close enough.
No, that's not what I said I could offer her. That's what the state can offer her.
Oh, the state.
Big
I
deal,
offer
a dog
her
could
loyalty,
offer her loyalty,
whereas
too.
You would leave her for Randy Orton.
Okay, well,
Beans.
I don't know. Beans just walked in, and I don't
Uh-oh.
Know if she'll
Yeah, don't tell her. Don't tell her.
Randy Orton comments. Yeah.
Yeah, there is that ish. So I'm loyalty. Rick is Satan.
Rick we is definitely Satan. Do appreciate coming
Peak
up.
With fork tongue.
Well, that's
we
on his
you
better
a
days,
one.
Rick is Satan. Yeah.
Well, no, I owe
we
you guys
really
too. So. But thank you very much for having me on the show.
Anything
and,
with my name attached
it
to it
well.
Always does well.
And, yeah.
For the 1 week he does it before he forgets, and then he's like...
But we will let you get back to your
Casey,
real
why don't
family
you
now
this?
So that they don't think you've been kidnapped. As soon as this is done,
okay.
I'll send you a copy of it. I'll let you see it.
Okay.
Take care.
Oh, hi, doggy.
Good luck with the
I'll
charity.
Send you a. I'll send you a
okay.
link to the to my MySpace so you can
there's
see that you're first on Rick's list, even ahead of Randy.
Okay.
And then put Casey behind
well, I,
the Dalai
I will
Lama,
move
please.
Move the Dalai Lama over and put
please,
you on there.
Please. It goes me, Dalai Lama.
Behind the Dalai Lama.
See, because I have
yeah, just
I
wait
have
till we hang up. Just wait till
well.
We hang up.
I don't need to be on everybody. I don't need to be on the top. I don't need to be on the top of everybody's list because I'm comfortable with knowing that I'm already better than Rick. I don't need to have other people tell me.
Thank you.
Okay, boys.
Well,
thank you.
I look forward to you seeing my email since it's actually well written, unlike Rick. But we will be happy to plug your charity ventures, your book when it is finished, and anything else you would want us to plug. So thank you for joining us.
Cool, thanks.
And thank everybody who actually listened to this all the way through. You people need to find something to do, I think. But this is like a 3-hour show now, and most
even
of it is
I
Rick talking about
true.
How
that's
great
sad.
He is. And we all know that's not true. So,
thanks a lot.
Okay.
We'll talk again.
Well,
Julie, thanks
guys.
Very much.
Oh, thank
bye.
You.